June 28, a lamp to our path. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Psalm 119, 130 to 133. I saw an angel of God standing by your side, pointing you upward. This angel ministered to your father and mother and has offered you his protection, but you have often turned away from him and have been seeking to follow your own way. Thus you have become estranged from God. Happy is the man who has discovered for himself that the word of God is a light to his feet and a lamp to his path, a light shining in a dark place. It is heaven's directory for men. But there are many, oh so many, who have no guide besides the opinions of finite men, prejudice, passion, or their own changeable feelings. Their minds are in a state of irritation and uncertainty. They suffer continually from mental fever. Were you following Christ, the word of God would be to you as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. But you have not made the honor of God the first object of your life work. You have the Bible. Study it for yourself. The teachings of the divine directory are not to be ignored or perverted. The divine mind will guide those who desire to be led. Truth is truth, and it will enlighten all who seek for it with humble hearts. Error is error, and no amount of worldly philosophizing can make it truth. Ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:20. What does the Lord require of his blood-bought heritage? The sanctification of the whole being. Purity like the purity of Christ, perfect conformity to the will of the Lord. What is it that constitutes the beauty of the soul? The presence of the grace of him who gave his life to redeem men and women from eternal death. No entreaties are so tender, no lesson so plain, no command so powerful and so protecting, no promises so full as those which point the sinner to the fountain that has been opened to wash away the guilt of the human soul. Letter 207, June 28, 1904, to an acquaintance of Battle Creek days.